I wanted to take one thing. The raya we have for the Gemara Pesachim, that we mentioned that if a guy is chayev in shmir of shev mitzvah nayach, but what it means is that the guy is really chayev, essentially, and like the Rambam says, it's not just a technical shmir of shev mitzvahs. But his chiyuv in the Sheva Mitzvahs has to be based on reality. And what is the reality? It's the same reality that we have. Torah Mishnah, Matan Torah, the Amitas Torah. So therefore, if the guy, that's why the Rambam says the guy keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs, but for a different reason. Not because he happens to, they appeal to him, so he's not Mechacham Mehen, and he's not from Chassidu Musolam. So we were talking about the halach of Kol Banecha Lo Yochal Bo. So the question is a guy chaya, for instance, to protect the Korban Pesach, not to violate the kiyum of the Korban Pesach. And which means that since he's a Ben Echor, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. So is he obligated to make sure that the Korban Pesach has a proper and appropriate Kiyum Achila? So we said, yes, he is. Because he has to believe in the veracity of the Torah. And that has to be reality for him. And if it's not, so then he means he's kofer, he denies all the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Enoch. So therefore, like for instance, same question would it be also for a guy to burn a Sefer Torah? Okay, so he's not one of Sheva Mitzvah Neinach. It's not a matter of being the technical one of technical Mitzvah Neinach. He's kofer ipso facto within all the Sheva Mitzvah Neinach, because he's denying the reality on which it's all is based. So we wanted to bring a riot to that from the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara famous story. The Gemara says that. This guy bragged that Tav Gimel on base. This guy bragged that he says the pasuk says Kol Banecha Lo Yochal Bo, and Kol Arol Lo Yochal Bo. He says Vanoha Kachil Mishifri Shifri. I eat from the best. So he passed himself off as a Yisrael, and they appointed him on they were mamanahim on a Korban Pesach, and. He ate from the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Ben Becerra told him, he said, did they give you from the tail, from the alyo? He says, no. He said, well, that's really the best, in other words. So when you go up there next time, tell them to give you from the alyo. So he did that, and they said, the alyo, you makrav on the Mizbeach. So who told you this? So he said, Rabbi Ben Becerra. So they said, Rabbi Ben Becerra, that's something wrong here. So they checked him out, and they found that he was a guy, and they killed him. So the Achronim asked the question, they said, why did they kill him? He's not violating one of the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach. Yeah, but if you look carefully at the story, you see that it wasn't simply that he was Ochel from the Korban Pesach. He was mocking the Torah. Because he was saying that it says, Kol Banecha Lo Yochal Bo, and Kol Banecha Lo Yochal Bo, I eat from the best. So he was mocking the writing of the Torah. So that's a kofer in Kol HaTorah Kula, and he's a kofer ipso facto in Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, so he's chayav misa. And that's the it's not simply a matter of there's a technical structure, but if a person does an action which denies the whole Kol HaTorah Kula, I mean, that's he's chayav misa, no question about it. He's ipso facto doing his own misa, which he denies the whole basis of everything. I mean, it's definitely chayav misa, no question about it. Worse than Gesel. Okay, so that was the raya that we brought. You see, from the Sofer Maisa, they sent a letter to Rabbi Ben Becerra praising him, and he didn't say, why'd you kill him? So you see, it was with his askama. But that's the reason. He's called for Bicker. Yeah. I mean, was Ram mentions Tanis Rufus of Russia, that's Sarfus Tara. So I mean, wouldn't mechayev mitzvah for that? Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's not sipur.
Yeah, but it's not intrinsically sipur. Haseva, there's a difference between haseva and dalakosos. Dalakosos is not intrinsically sipur. Haseva is derecheres. That's intrinsically. In other words, in haseva, it's a method of communication. Vigalta levincha is not just the rough side. Vigalta levincha is not just in dibur, but it's in maisa. So in demonstration. So haseva is actually the vehicle of transmission of the dibur of the vigarata. Haseva is a medium of vigarata. Talakos is a separate institution. It's not a medium of vigarata. So it's a separate. Yeah, it's a kiyum. The chacham set it up as a whole part of the kiyum. Definitely, I mean, if you think into the idea of talakos, I mean, so you involve yourself in the kiyum, but. That's an extraneous element that was added by the Rabbanan. And once they add it, so if you understand the idea, so it has a kiyum. But it's not intrinsically a person. If there were no din of dalakasis, and the person signed out to the seder and drank dalakasis, they have no value. But a haseva is the derech ha-Torah of Vigadat al-Vincha. That you must tell them through demonstration. And that's on the pasuk. Bavur ze asar Hashem li b'tzaisim in Mitzrayim. Okay.
And Tibul?
Yeah, Tibul is the Raisa, because Tibul is Shelos Habayin. Shelos Habayin. That's Shelos Habayin. That's Kishal Chabincha. Okay.
Of saying that it's Allah and Sipur.
And Sipur.
If the Sipur demands that the
Ara is Zechel
Basar. But the thing is, apparently, see, when you marzer the Shulchan, see, it's seen from the Rambam that when you machzer the shulchan, so by Pesach you don't pick up the Pesach. So apparently, in being machzer the shulchan itself, the thing that you say is enough. You understand what I mean? In other words, because really, I mean, a matzah is also an ikar, comes under the Baruch Tachlo Matzahs. But you see, in other words, when you machzer the shulchan, you don't have to pick up the Pesach. Because in the Maisa of Achzaras HaShulchan, the demonstration is there. Okay, in other words, that's the demonstration. Being Machzer HaShulchan, say Pesach Zeh Shoyochel HaVasin. So the Maisa Achzaras HaShulchan is enough to point to what you're referring to in the next statement. So there's no need to pick it up.
It's first.
So the same thing would be true, but Matzah, you're going to have to pick it up because there's no Achzaras HaShulchan anymore. That's that I think that's the logic of it.
That first, because it's more important. No,
you don't need more important.
Just because it's first.
It's first. Because in the Maisa of being Machzer the Shulchan, that already is a demonstration about something on the Shulchan. You mean, and you say Pesach Zeh. So that's, now you've identified it. But in the when it comes to the Mara and the Matzah, there's no demonstration because you didn't take the Shulchan away and bring it back again. So therefore, you have to pick up the magbia the mara, magbia the matzah. But now bisman hazeh, according to the Rambam, following that logic, which seems to be clear from the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't have to pick up the Pesach.
Yeah.
So following that logic, you're going to miss if you're not machzer the shulchan. Then you're going to miss the demonstration of the zechel Pesach.
Theory, that picking it up would function for that?
You're not allowed to pick it up. It's kosher mechotz.
It
would be good. It would be good. Bismana bias. Okay, gotta be ready. He's ready. Gotta be ready.
But now you don't have that on.
Let's hope we can keep that aloha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that all a kos also? You mean
what?
You're supposed to be holding the
kos
also?
No. Can't be. How do you hold the kos when you do matzah? I can't keep holding the kos. Yeah, I know, but you can't be Mike Bid and Matzah in the cuss. Yeah, so you could do it that way. The way you could do it is that you could have the matzah out all the time. But when it comes to before Rabban Gamliel, you bring the zechel of Pesach, but there may be a problem with the mar. You have to bring it with the mar. But if you just bring the Zechel of Pesach, maybe a problem of Kachem B'chutz. You see, because...
What? So you only bring out the matzah and you leave tomorrow with the Korban Pesach.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. Well, you can make another kirsa shulchan for Am Gamliel. Another kirsa shulchan. That's great. What Taisvah means like this. Taisvah is saying, see, Taisvah says that the rush is difficult because the rush says you're not machzer kara eels, you're not machzer kara until the suda. Yes, it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says basan etzarach lahag bia. So the Rambam learned is going bismana bias too. They're learning it's only a halacha in bismana zeh. See, the Rambam learns basan etzarach lahag bia bechlal. The low oh because why because. Yeah, right? Is going on an additional thing.
I mean, according to them, it's hard. Because that's
correct. It's
just Ein Tzarich Bia because.
Because, yeah. That's a Shanira. Just say, yeah, yeah. But he also Ein Tzarich like Bia in general.
Altogether, and not only that, but it's what? A problem to do.
Yeah, according to Ramza. So now, I mean, yeah, he definitely holds that way. There's no question he holds that way. The question is how he did it. How he did it. I mean, does it mean that the. I was thinking about it. I mean, it must mean he took off the Cairo, and then when it came to that, he took a piece of matzah. I mean, but it wasn't matzah at all Cairo. I took but what is going to do the Shnei Tavshim? I don't know. I don't know. The Russia can't figure it out. I don't know. But anyways, let's see what figure out
Taisus. Ron says that you bring it back right away. So
as the face says, Miyad kishokrim machzirin lefana v'amatzav amor olav. Sherei tzarch lama ba'agoda matzazu morazeu k'da'ama lechem oni she'onim olav dvarim harbe. It's an interesting thing that he mentions the Mara too. He mentions the Mara. What does the Mara have to do with this? And if he holds it, was Lechem Shalom Dvarim Habe, should have just said that answer. Tzarech Lachzim Miyad Kidama Lechem Oni Shalom Dvarim Habe. Taisvus is a Dafkuf Yudal Ramalaf Hevila Fon of Matzah. So apparently Taisvus holds that if you didn't have the din of Matzah Zoo, you'd never have a concept of Lechem Sha'onim Alov Dvarim Harbe. Which is something that really, it always bothered me. I mean, what does it mean Lechem Sha'onim Alov Dvarim Harbe? How is it Lechem Sha'onim Alov Dvarim Harbe? Because it's laying on the table. I mean, you're saying it over the matzah. I mean, what's the tziruf? What's the tziruf? You see, there's no tziruf between your sipur and between the matzah being on the table. I mean, you see, the Rambam held is there's no such concept. So the Rishonim were really they were both on the same. The Taisvus and the Rambam were both on the same wavelength. In other words, that there's no concept of Onam Lov Dvarim Harbe because it happens to be laying on the table. That doesn't make any sense. But what Taisvus is saying is, because since you come to a point where you say where you must demonstrate, and you say Matzah Zu Marazeh, so in that at that point. At that point, the concept of Lechem She'onim Alov Dvarim Harbe comes into existence. You see, since there's a mitzvah to demonstrate, you have to say Matzah Zu and Marazeh at a certain point in the Seder. So when that point comes, now it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya that everything we said about Gula is tied to this matzah. You see, that's the way Taisus learns. Not that the way you think about it commonly, that just because it's laying on the tables, was it Onam Lov Dvarim Harbe, saying it, the words over it? What's the sheiches? What's the relationship? So Taisus explains that there wouldn't be such a concept just because it's on the table. But since there's halacha that at a certain point you must demonstrate, you must say Matzah Zu Marazeh, so at that point it'll come out, Lamafreya, that you say, so to speak, that's. The whole gula is related to this entity. You say, well, everything we discussed is tied into the matzah. So that's Lechem Shon Lov Dvarim Harbe. That's Taisus. That's what he's saying. But if there wouldn't be a halacha to demonstrate Matzah Zu Marazeh, if you didn't have such a halacha of Rem Gamliel, there would never be a concept of Shon Lov Dvarim Harbe. That's what Taisus is saying. The Rambam does not hold the Mafreya. So therefore, the Rambam maintains that it's nonsensical to say just because it's on the table, not on the table. That's not called Onam Lov Dvarim Harbe.
Even if in the future.
So yeah, that's correct. The Rambam didn't hold from that idea that at that moment it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya, that the whole sipur is related to this. The Rambam didn't hold from that concept. Okay, so now that's the Machlokes. That's right. So now we see like this, that if you're going to try to be Yotzi Yedei Shneya, and you'll have the it's important to learn Tesis properly. Make big mistake. That if you're gonna try to be Yotzi Yedei Shneya, so what'll you do? So you'll take it off right before Ram Gamlu Loyomer, then you bring it back to be Yotzi to Ram Shita to for the Shnei Tavshilim, right? For the Zechel Pesach, right?
Yeah.
So then, according to Tesis, you lose the whole of Mafreya. You lose the whole of Mafreya.
So what about your
Rebbe, let's say?
Because now it's not the same. This is a new Havah. It's a new Havah. So therefore, right. So what you can do is leave the matzah.
Bring back the matzah earlier.
And. You bring up matzah earlier, leave the matzah there,
an akira on the Shnei Tavshilim,
and then doing an akira on the then the mara definitely there's no kiyum. Say that was there the whole time,
right?
So they do an akira on the Shnei Tavshilin and the mara,
and then bring it back,
and the mara and the chrosis, yeah, the mara, right, yeah, and the mara. So right, and the mara, right. So then there's no problem. That's correct. You're right. That's my favorite. Now, yeah, the only reason Tais mentions the Maror is because it's part of the structure of Ram Gamliel, but he's not interested in the Maror, he's interested in the Matzah. You have to demonstrate them, and the demonstration is Lamafreya. So therefore, so that's the best thing. Okay, the best thing is to do the Akira, Kadesh Yishalu, then you bring it back miyad, and then you only bring it back with the matzah on it, and then later you bring the mara and the Shnei Tavshilim. Okay, that's good. According to the rush that we have, when I started to read, I said it looks like he's doing it for the Afikoma. But now, the way that we have the rush, he's definitely doing it for the Afikoma. Because there's no, because he doesn't have it on the table altogether the whole time. Apparently, the Rush held that since he held the Afikoman was really Zechel of Korban Pesach, had a din of Kutchin. It had a din of Kutchin. So apparently, he held that there's, and he says to give it over to somebody to watch it. So apparently, he held that that's a halacha in the beginning of the Seder. You have to make sure. If it's Zechel Pesach, so it has to be there right away. You can't just later start groping around for Pesach. It's got to be there from the beginning. It has to be secured from the beginning. That's what the rush held. So it would seem that the reason why he did the Yachatz was really for the Pesach. For the Pesach, for the Kutchim. Because you can't start, in time of Korban Pesach, so you had it from the Shechitas Pesach was Mod Yom, and you had Korban Pesach right away. So apparently the Rush held that you must have it right away. So therefore, right before he starts the Seder, he insists on making sure that the Pesach is there. So the Yachatz he does is really for the Pesach, not for the Lachamoni, because he says you don't have it on the table the whole time. What does he do for the, what does the Rush do for the, might be a matzah? He holds him at Lach, he just took a piece of matzah and a piece of mar, but you didn't have to return the whole Kaira.
And for Pesach?
And for the Shnei Tavshilim. I don't know. I don't know. That's a question. In other words, there's no where that it says, Lechem Shonim Lov Dvarim Habi is a Lachem Adaraisa. We'll learn that from Pasuk. So according to Tosfos, you mekayim that halacha at the time of the matzah zula mafreya. So, but if the halacha was it had to be broken, then it would be halacha midaraisa. So the Gemara would have to mention it. You have to do the achatz at that time. As Rav Chaim says, Gemara doesn't mention it. So therefore, it would seem clear that even according to Tosfos, there's no halacha that you must do the achatz for that purpose. Midaraisa, you would say you have matzah as a shem matzah. You would say that's it. So therefore, there's no raya that there's any reason to do the yachatz before. So, but according to the Rambam, really, there is a reason to do it, because of the halacha of an ani that he's demonstrating. So that's a demonstration. So that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum deraisa. That mishum shenem alacham ani ma darko shaloni beprusa afkam beprusa. Okay. So, Menach Pusel Toch Shalom Avarcha Matzi. Yeah. Zabed Dafka, is there a kiyum in doing it then? Just he doesn't say that these that v'cholik echad mehen is a halacha of that he has to do it. That's right. It doesn't if he had a prusa. Yeah, I would say according to the Rambam though that it's definitely a kiyum in sipor. So the Rambam says v'lakeach shnei rakikin v'cholik echad mehen. He doesn't say v'lakeach rakik sholem Uporos, but he says the halacha is that you lakeach shnei rekikin v'cholik echad mehen u'maniach poros l'tach sholem, because that's part of the seder alayla. It's part of the seder alayla. So part of the seder alayla is everything you do to prepare for the mitzvah. So therefore, the fact that he takes two rekikin and breaks one and sets up his seder of birchas hamotzi in a special way on this night. That's a kiyum in Sipur, because there's a reason for it, because of lechem oni, because of the pasuk because of the pasuk Ram quotes lechem lechem ma'adak shaloni beprusa. So it would seem according to the Rambam, that would be a kiyum in Sipur of ma'adak shaloni beprusa, that he does it at that time. The Ram doesn't seem it's not optional.
Right.
So therefore, it would make sense to do the yachas at that time.
Doing it earlier wouldn't demonstrate that it's for the.
Doesn't do it. That's right. Doesn't doing it earlier doesn't demonstrate that it's not that it's the.
Doesn't relate to the achila.
Doesn't relate to achila. So every enhancement of sipur should be a person should try to enhance the sipur as much as possible. So the Ram doesn't say lokeach rokek echad shalem. And Paras. He says at that time you do that, because that's part of the Seder Alayla to demonstrate the whole concept of Ma Darko Shalana Bapursa. So it seems that's a better way to do it. That you should do the Yachatz like the Rambam, because Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Habe Yotze Midaraisa Yotze anyways. And this is a Kiyum, according to the Rambam, of Ma Darko Shalana Midaraisa. So Yotze both lechemonis mitaraisa this way.
What about
the Rosh's idea? Well, the right thing to do. You know, we don't have their matzahs with thick matzahs. It's enough for everybody, three. But ours are thin crackers. So basically what seems the right thing to do is you set aside how much matzah you need in the beginning of the night for everybody to eat, and you set aside a certain amount for everybody for afikaman, and set aside and give it to somebody to watch it, and this way Yotze to Rosh Hashita. This way Yotze to Rosh Hashita.
Really?
It would seem that that's the right way, and there's no problem. See, the Rosh is the reason why the Rosh did the Yachatz from the Afikoman from the middle one was apparently because it has to. Otherwise, you put it away. It's that's it. So it means it has to be a part of your, that when you eat, a part of what you're eating is missing. So therefore, that's part of the designation for the afikom, for the sofa suda. So that's why it took away from the middle one, you see. So Bizman said, it would seem the only way you could do it is, like I said, you set aside a certain amount for the night, and then you put away a certain amount for everybody for their needs, for the afikom. Do that right away. So Yotze to Rosh Hashita. Okay? That would seem the right way to do it. But you don't need the Yachatz. That's right. Yeah, so apparently it's too, in Sipur, in Mitzvah Sipur and Yediyah, in Yediyah, Mitzvah Sipur is a Mitzvah of Yediyah. In Yediyah, you have to go into the Avdus. You have to go into the Avdus. See, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think Rambam says in the Mar Nevuchim, the Rambam says that one of the benefits of the mitzvah is this mitzvah, the Yom Tovim in general, is to teach a person in life in general. It's a limud and a derech hachayim that a person should never forget the bad times that he had, and how now he has it better. That's a very important idea. Kineged atzasi yitzhar. Yitzhar keeps telling a person to get more. You should live more luxuriously. Rambam says that's not a derech hachayim. a person should, on the contrary, should remember the bad times, and this way he appreciates everything he has. He doesn't need to keep on indulging himself because he's desensitized to what he has, and he has to, in order to have a hanos olam hazeh, he has to keep on having new stimulus, you know, new purchases, new acquisitions, new luxurious indulgences. You see, that is not a derech chayim. So Ram says that's one of the things that you learn from. They learn from this from the limud that the Torah teaches us from this mitzvah. V'zacharta ki ever yisa. So in yediyah, that's halacha. In yediyah, there must be a yediyah of the avdus. The yediyah must be a yediyah of the avdus, and because that's the recognition v'zacharta. So the sipur has to be a sipur of a realization of what the avdus consisted of, in order to appreciate the gula. I mean, in order to appreciate the and like Mendy said, maschal begnus, mesayim b'shevach, shvachas shamakom. So the gnus really lays the groundwork for the shvachas shamakom. That's correct. In yediyah, you have to have the avdus, but the halacha the Rambam's mentioning. Behold, over the chayav adam lahara says that's maki ilu hu ba'atzmo. That's a halacha of the emotions. That's a halacha of the emotions. Ki ilu hu ba'atzmo. So over there, klama ki ilu ata ba'atzmocha v'zacharta ki eved yisa klama ki ilu ata ba'atzmocha hayisa eved v'yatzasa lecheres v'nivdus. That's an emotional halacha. That's a halacha of the emotions, and the emotions. There's no mitzvah to tie the emotions to avdus. I mean, that's just there's no mitzvah in that. The mitzvah is that the emotions should be tied to the moment of cheras, the transition. That's where the emotions should be tied to. So.
That's why it says l'figach kishesoed.
Yeah, that's right. L'figach kishesoed adam balayla azeh tzorach lecha v'lishu v'meisiv deracheras. Yeah, so when it comes to the emotions, like the Rambam says, certain mitzvahs are for the da, certain mitzvahs are for the emotions. So this is a mitzvah for the emotions. And the emotions, there would be no kiyum in a person tying his emotions to the pain of avdus. There's no kiyum in that. So the kiyum, on the contrary, is because those emotions would not lead to any kind of benefit. Just to tie the emotions to the pain for the pain of the avdus. No, with regard to the emotions, the kiyum is that he realizes his cheirus and shvachos shel makom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this cheirus that he has is all because of the Borei Olam. That's the kiyum for that's the kiyum as far as the mitzvah of involving the emotions. But in yediyah has to be a complete yediyah of the difficulties in the avdus. But the Torah broke it up into two systems, a system of yediyah and a system of the emotions. Emotions, it would be not proper, would not be correct to just have the emotions go through suffering. That's there's no benefit. Emotions, on the contrary, should be an emotion that automatically brings a person before the Borei Olam, you see. On the contrary, so that's why the halacha said kiilu. That's what Ram says, kiilu ata batzmacha hayisa eved v'yotzasa lecheres v'nivdis. That's the state of the emotions that a person should have in order to properly be in line with his emotions should be in line in shvacha shomakom. So there are two different roads. There's a road for the yediyah and a road for the emotions. The yediyah, you have to have the full yediyah. Well, there's one thing I just want to conclude with one thing, that the eating of the maror is not an emotional that's a yediyah. That's a yediyah. But the yediyah is like in all the mitzvahs, that an action is designated to bring about the yediyah. But that's what you say. Hashem shemaru mitzvahs chayav asinu b'mitzrayim. You don't. It doesn't. It's not an act of suffering. You see, some of the Mars not even so bitter. Okay, depends what you choose. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Ram says. The Ram says there's two chipazons. The one chipazon is the chipazon on the night. The night that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Right? And that was the Ram says was that they had to, it had to be Nechal b'chipazon because they had to be ready to leave, so everyone should leave together. So there shouldn't be any stragglers, because then the enemy would kill the stragglers. So therefore that was Ein Samchan al Anes, even in Leil Shimurim. So everyone had to make sure that they left together. So that's why there couldn't be anything in that Suda that would lend itself to a tarrying and not everybody being ready to leave on time. That's what Ram says in Maharal.
Even though they weren't leaving until the next morning?
That's correct. They could not get, even though they weren't leaving until the morning, but the people can get lost in a Suda, and the great simcha of the fact that they, after all, at that moment, psychologically, they were already free, because the mitzvah had already come after them to leave. You know, so that was chipazon Mitzrayim. So that's a dangerous moment. Now you know you're free, and you have a suda, and the nature of man is that he wants to celebrate and extend and take his time. He's enjoy himself after this. This is the greatest transition for a human being from avdus l'cheiros. So that's why the Rambam says in the Maran Avochim. So that's why it was bechipazon. It is not a time to indulge in the fact that they're free, but to be on guard and to be vigilant and to realize that there are great dangers ahead, and they must be together, must move exactly in the right moment, the right time, to protect themselves from the enemy. That's what Rambam says. I want to start with that. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. It's Machayev and a Bracha. The limud. There's a special limud, and this is a limud of derech. The limud of Torah is a different kind of a limud. It's a limud of derech cheros, of cheros and of shlachos shel makom. So it's a different. So it requires a bracha. Baruch HaMakom. You mean because the limud is Yichud Hashem?
Yeah.
And that's why it requires a special berachas Torah. That's good. Yeah, shekevano hamakom lavadaso. Shekevano hamakom lavadaso. That's correct. I mean, what does it mean? It's an interesting thing. You say that idea. You say it's an unusual expression, but it's not really unusual. You say it every day. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo. You see, that's the idea that the Malachim say. So the idea that the Malachim say about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that hu Mekomo shel olam, the ein olam Mekomo. So it means that he's the only true essence of existence that exists. That's what Makom really means. Hu Makom Shel Olam. That the whole universe is Ka'ayin in terms of its existence, because it all is contingent on real existence, which is Baruch HaMakom. That's the idea of Baruch HaMakom. That concept. That's the concept. So apparently that idea is an essential idea in the Leil HaPesach. And that's what the Malachim said. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo. That concept, that Yedias Hashem. That idea. I mean, that's correct. Kevon LeYichudo. That goes well with it. That's, of course, tied to the old concept of Yichud Hashem. It's tied to the old concept of Yichud Hashem. But in Mekomo, I would say there's in Baruch Kvod Hashem in Mekomo, that hu Mekomo shel olam is really it gives the existence of the universe a completely different kind of a in other words, a different perspective. You understand what I mean? In other words, that man tends to believe in the universe as the ultimate reality. And that was really That was really what you see in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that when they saw by the Yamsuf, when they saw that the Mitzrayim were coming after them, so it says they became very frightened because of the might and the power of the Egyptian armies. So a person tends to give reality to the physical and that which he perceives, and gives it a far greater reality than it deserves. And that's really the whole Oz Yosher Moshe, is like Tengamunkulus says, that what's the lesson of Tengamunkulus? Yegeus delay. So that's humakomo shalolam. It means that he's the only reality. It's a denial of man's nature to project reality onto the universe and onto the physical world, in the sense that he does by nature. That his nature usually results in him seeing the world that way. But that's the whole night of Pesach, is the realization that. And that's really part of the whole concept of the Nisan. It was impossible. And the basis of the way we look at reality, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim would be impossible, because the reality of the laws of nature, the reality of the laws of the power of the armies of the Egyptian armies. So I mean, in the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that reality, Sisra Chorom Vayom, Ayanar Hashem Mitzrayim V'Sachayom, that was just completely removed. And because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's really the concept of Humakomo Shalolam, Vein Olam Akomo. That's the idea. And that concept is tied really in the whole way we view reality. Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't simply an event that we're thankful for, but it's a limud, and it gave us a whole different way to view reality. Now we view reality in a different way than ordinary man does. And that's the kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's humakomo shel olam. Different perspective. Okay. The one that's most problematic is one that my son mentioned. The Echad Miyadeya and Shnayim. So my son mentioned that's really, it's a big problem because it equates to numbers. But when we say Echad, it's Echad Vein Yochid Ki Yehudo. So really, that's the one I would skip. The other one you have other problems too. It says Dagalu, Baruchu, Gadalu. That's another problem of you're not allowed to, besides Kela Gadalu Yivanara, Gadalu Yivanara, you're not allowed to add Shvacha. So a lot of those things are problematic. Okay? Now, why is it Laharos is Atzma? It seems that both are true. Liros and Laharos is true. Liros and Laharos. Both are true. Yes. Doesn't Ram have Liros also?
I think it is Haggadah.
It is Haggadah. Liros is Atzma. Liros is Atzma. Yeah, Liros is Atzma. I'll tell you what I think. The reason is there's a Chiv of demonstration. But the Chiv of demonstration is not a part from the chiyuv of liros. In other words, the demonstration has to be to demonstrate a genuine reality that exists inside himself. Do you follow? In other words, let's say a person doesn't really feel it. So can he be mekayim laharos? The answer is no. Because the laharos is a manifestation of an inner realization, you see. So that's why the Rambam says laharos, and it's v'zocharto, because the laharos, the demonstration, has to be based on a genuine inner realization. But let's say he would separate the two. He has the realization at one time, and another time he just doesn't act to demonstrate. But there's no inner realization. It doesn't stem from an inner realization. Then he wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam is saying. That because that's sipur. I mean, sipur means sipur. See, sipur. There's two things in sipur. Sipur is to convey, but sipur is also to bring an inner realization to its full expression. You see, it's not just a. Let's say, for instance, a person's by himself. He's also kind of sipur system. How do you do it by yourself? So the answer is Laharos, who's he showing it to? But the answer is that the inner realization reaches a certain level where a person has to express himself. So the expression is a result of the of his inner world. You see, but it's not two things he wouldn't be yotzei. If he didn't experience it internally and he just does something as an activity, that wouldn't be any good. And vice versa. He's not on a level where those memory traces bring him to an action.
Right.
The action is really the result. That's what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's not talking about the whole nature of sipur. Sipur isn't a simple thing, because a sipur is just to communicate by yourself. You couldn't do it.
Yeah. Rabbi, that's why he has both psukim.
Okay, go. Which two psukim?
If you have osado hotzi misham, that's the guy has to have that realization. That's what Moshe told the people.
Right, osado hotzi misham.
Then v'zacharta, that's the manifestation.
That's right. Yeah, v'osano hotzi misham means that was God's will, not just for one generation.
Right.
It was God's will for succeeding generations. That's v'osano. That's the logic of it. But then v'zacharta is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is on the level of the emotions. And it has to be, the emotions have to reach a point where they demand expression. They're expressed. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay, it's a good question. Yeah, when it says Lo de Malach, Lo de Sarah, everything is through an agent. Everything's through an agent. So what?
It says Lo Yiten Hamashkes
Lavo Batechem. Lingav, yeah. So everything is really through an agent. I mean, what it means is that it was manifest. That it was Hashgacha Pratius. Because in the other events, it was the natural law was engaged in an unusual way. That was part of the nace. But that's the way the nace was structured. But over here there was nothing, because it was just a differentiation between a bechor and an ena bechor. So it was manifest, clearly, hashgachas Hashem. That's what it means. There's just one thing I want to mention, that you have to have in mind when you're that the haggadah, the sipur. The sipur is really, you see, there's a big yisod in the sipur, and that is that we are moved by something different. We are moved by something different than ordinary people. I mean, the Torah gave us a different framework, and I'll give you an example. Like Ram mentions in Amora. So the Rama mentions his theory of Hashgacha. Okay, which really, when you learn it, it's unbelievable. And it's funny. Danny Myers mentioned me. There's the Ramban. Well, the Ramban in Vayera, clearly, you see, he holds pretty much, but he doesn't talk that much about it. But the Ramban in Iyov, Parag Lamed Vav, over there, in the Pasuk Zion, he mentions specifically the Rambam's Hashgacha, Rambam's Yisod and Hashgacha. And he says that's the correct idea. Ramban says. So you should look up the Ramban. It's a beautiful, beautiful Ramban. And because when you read the Rambam in the Mora, you have to, when you walk one, you give it some thought. Right. You have to come to the realization of the truth of that idea. And the Ramban mentions though, he says the Rambam was Mavar Bir Yofa, and he quotes him almost, he quotes his language over there. So, but the Rambam talks about protection over there, and he says that the individual is under divine protection, insofar as his level, the level of his das, the level. By the way, there's a Ramban in this week's. You got to get a Chumash Vayikra. Ramban in this week's Sedra says pretty much the same thing, but you have to know what his underlying premises are in order to understand them. By Nefesh Kisechato, Ramban says in last week's Sedra. So the Ramban says, why does it say Nefesh Kisechato? What's Nefesh Kisechato? So the Ramban says like this. He says, Nefesh Kisechato Bishgoga Ad Venodo Achatas. So the Ramban says, Bavur Heyos HaMachshova B'Nefesh. The Machshova is in the soul. V'hi HaShogeges, Ramban says. His Kirkan Nefesh. It prints a bit. V'tama Karbonos Al HaNefesh HaShogeges. He says, Neshekol HaAvonos Yolidu Ginai B'Nefesh. The Heim Mumbo. Ramban is not talking about a mystical thing over here. You'll see. V'lo Sizke LaHakbil P'nei Yotzra. Okay. Rak beyoso tahora mikol chet. Okay, he's not talking about a mystical type of tahara. He's talking about, you see, he says, velule ze, he said, if it weren't for that, he says, hayu tipshe ha'olam zochem lovo lefanav. Every fool would be zochem. Ramban is talking about a very deep principle here, that the nefesh is, like he says right in the very beginning, is the machshava. Machsheva sa'adam. So where does man sin ultimately? It's in his machshava, in his das. So, and that's what that's the mum. It's a gnai benefesh and a mumba, because in his das, he's removed from standing before God. He says, "Lizeho you tipshe olam zochem lova lefanav." So what does it mean to be zocha? What does it mean to be zocha? If a person in the nefesh ha-tohar, what is the nefesh ha-tohar? So the Ramban is saying, what nefesh ha-tohar is, that he's a balafonov, that he could be before God. Like the Rambam explains in the Mara, that the different positions of different individuals in terms of their distance and closeness to God. You see? So to be zocha means to be roi lama lafonov. V'lochein ha-nefesh ha-shogeges takrif kar, is a beautiful thing. Takrif korban. Shetizke le-korvo el ha-olakim. It's korban. Korvo. To come korov. Le-korvo el ha-olakim asher nesona. Asher nesona. Amazing Ramban. I mean, the ideas of the Ramban, I mean, the same ideas of the Ramban. That what the Ramban mentions in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chagiga, that the underestimation of the gift of the Seichel, of the Tzal Malakim, of the Seichel that God gave man, is a very serious avera. So the Ramban says that that's why the Torah says that what is the way to bring about kapara. So the Ramban says that he brings the korban lifnei Hashem, so it means he lekor v'lolakim asher nesana, and he thinks about the idea that this nefesh, this machshava was given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the That's the essence of the carbon. That's the essence of the carbon. So then when he rethinks his das, and he realizes the value of his das, and his appreciation for the fact that the Borei Olam gave him this gift, so then he is on the road to tshuva, and to change his way of thinking, and to remove the pagam and the nefesh. Beautiful Ramban. Yeah. So the Rambam mentions, right. So yeah. That's correct. So love olafanov. That's part of what the Rambam explains in the Mora. What the Ramban points though, is that means that the individual whose das partakes of reality is before God. He's in the reality that God gave him the ability to be in. So he's before God, and not his das being distorted removes him. Okay, it's an interesting thing. I mean, the Rambam gives the real answer for the question, which I mean, he can't tell this to the Yumas Olam, and might not understand it, but. The Rambam, I mean, for us, it's important to know, but not that it's not logical, but the world is not on the level. But the Rambam says that's why, because the question is, how can we destroy Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So the Rambam explains that an individual, a human being, is only what his das is, and there's no hashgacha. There is no hashgacha pratius. For the realm of the behemoths, for instance. So that's what it says. That's why shechita is mutter. Banzer and banner repeats right word for word, and in his pirush haniyuv. So he says an odom can be reduced to the level of a behemoth, and in that instance, the only function of that creature is for the odom hasholem. So he says, and that's why the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It was permissible for us to destroy them because they reached a level where they were outside of the realm of Adam and they weren't under any kind of Hashgacha Pratius. So he says, then you see that in that realm of existence, the only benefit of the existence is for Adam. So that's really what is so terrible about Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah removes a man from das, from knowledge. If he's removed from knowledge, then he becomes just like a behemoth. So that's what the Rambam explains. But the Rambam talks about the divine protection over there, and he says that the Navi is under a very, very high level of divine protection. Very high level of divine protection. So, and he says, but and then the Ramban says, it's an important Ramban there. The Ramban says that the average person is not under that level. Like by David HaMelech, they had to go. He says that's why the Torah says they have to do things according to Derech HaTeva. Always have to do things according to Derech HaTeva. You have to have armies, and then that's why the Kohen goes out and tells him, Neil Isha Yorav Rachalevav, get him out. Everything has to be done in Derech HaTeva. Because we are not on that level, but he says, but the person who is like a Navi Hashem, he's constantly under the Hashgacha, under the divine protection. But I want to explain something to you, and that is that you have to look at it the right way. You say under divine protection, but you see, Nevi'im were killed. So. Excuse me? But that's something else. But that at least, you know, he said that he has a chance. I mean, he has a chance. But you see that Nevi'im was subject to being killed also. So you say, where is the divine, what do you see, divine protection? Okay, and as a matter of fact, Sadia Gaon says that on the contrary, that was... done so that no one should think that there's a special kind of a special kind of a person. Yeah, but you see, the thing is that when we say hashgacha pratius, we mean insofar as the nefesh is concerned, that the protection is, because a person has to die, and it's just a matter of time. So the divine, the Ashgacha, means that he's before God, and God helps him to attain his goal insofar as his nefesh. See, it's not the protection that we look for because of our instincts of self-preservation. But there's another point here, and this is the point that I want to mention. And the point is that we are moved by something else. You see, the people of the world are moved by one thing, a desire for self-preservation. And therefore, they look for a system, or I should say they construct systems, or they look for a system that's going to satisfy that emotion. Because the fact is that everybody's insecure and everybody has fears, so they look for something that's going to protect them. That's our superstition, and the Avodah Zarah, and all these religions. But we in Yahadus are not moved by that. That's not what moves us. What moves us is the true ideas of the Borei Olam. You say, "Hu makomo shel olam, ein olam makomo." And similarly in the ideas of his Hashgacha. Like the Rambam says in the Maor Nevuchim, can we understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how his Hashgacha works? Impossible for man to understand. Okay, it's impossible. That the Borei Olam relates to, Paro rejected it. Paro was a big Chacham. He wasn't a crazy man. Because it's difficult for a human being it's impossible to understand how it works, but it's difficult to accept because how could such a thing be? But we know through Nevuah that it's so, and we are moved by the knowledge. We marvel at the knowledge, and that attraction to the knowledge is what moves us, not our own fate. Do you understand what I mean? And that's really, that's an essential idea in the Leil HaPesach. That, yeah, with all the miracles, and you see, what I'm trying to say is like this, that a person can have a Leil HaPesach which is on a shallow level. I'm not saying he's not mekayim the mitzvah at all. I mean, a shallow level that he's interested in his own self-preservation. He's very thankful that he sees Mitzrayim, so yeah, fine. But that's a low level of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The real level of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the awe of the Yedias Hashem. And there's the Yedias Hashem in terms of the Borei Olam, and there's the Yedias Hashem in terms of his Hashgacha. And that's what moves us. What moves us is that we marvel at the idea of the Ashgacha, not at the fact that it affects us. Of course, we're happy, we're thankful, we're chayiv and shevach vadah. But what moves Klal Yisrael is really the ideas. That's why it's not that we're looking for protection. Looking for protection, so you have a big argument. You have a big argument against it. Even a Navi gets killed. You see. Yeah, but if you understand a little deeper the idea of the Ashgacha and what the purpose of the Ashgacha is and what the benefit of the Ashgacha is, and if you study the Ashgacha, and so far as we're allowed to study the Ashgacha, that we're permitted to study the Ashgacha because it's been given to us through Nevuah, the ability to delve into aspects of the Ashgacha. So, whereas for a normal person, it would be in the contract. I said that Bechira keeps on going because a person keeps on gaining knowledge. And knowledge, there's Bechira. You see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayaster Moshe Ponov, Kiyore Mehavat El Olakim. That was Bechira. Should he engage in that knowledge? Should he not? He determined that he shouldn't. And the Chazal say that b'schus that he was zochel to the Karna Arpanov. So it would be prohibited for a person to engage in knowledge of Ashgacha just like this. It's he has no basis for it. I mean, to a certain degree, certain things philosophers were able to. So we have the idea of Ashgacha, the Rambam, for instance. There are philosophers that approach that idea. That's okay. But you can't really go too far. But with Nevuah, we have the ability to analyze and to understand and to learn different aspects of the Ashgacha. And what moves us is the idea, the knowledge. That's what moves us, not the way it affects us. Okay, the way it affects us, of course, we have to realize a realization to it. That's not the highest. That's not the highest level, and that's really the sipui yetzias Mitzrayim is Ashira Lat Hashem ki go go. It's the yedias Hashem. That's the central idea of the night. You know what I mean? Not simply the fact that it affected us in a beneficial way. Of course, we appreciate it, Chaim Shev Rado, but the essence, what moves us, is the Yedias Hashem. That's really the key of the Sipur. So when you have the Sipur, you have to focus on that understanding, that idea.
Maybe that's the bracha Valpitus
Nafshenu. Yeah, Valpitus Nafshenu. That's right. Valpitus Nafshenu. That's right. Alpidus Nafshenu is the idea of the Ashgachas in terms of the Nefesh. It's beautiful Ramban. But I think on a basic level, I mean, there's a lot of answers. On a basic level, it answers the question of Baruch Shom after Chasal Yisrael. Somebody asked me the question. Good question. I said that, what's Baruch Shom after Chasal Yisrael? So of course, HaKadosh Baruch has to be Shom Avtacha. Even a regular person, you say, has to be Shom Avtacha. So what's the big Shevach? Baruch Shom after Chasal Yisrael. I think it's a different shot. What it means is not Baruch Al Sheshomer after Chasal Yisrael, but Baruch Hashomer after Chasal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esaketz? What it means is it's a recognition that this is a different kind of a Shomer Avtacha. So a person, what do we say about the Ketz? We say that the people that are machashvei haketz, tipach rucham shom machashvei haketz. That a man tries to machashvei the ketz, it's an abomination, because that is, he's nonsensical. He can't say anything. It's not his realm. It's a realm of knowledge that he shouldn't be delving into. But baruch shom after chasal liyisrael, shehakadosh baruch hu chishav es haketz, means we rely on a different Shomer Avtacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and his methods are different, completely above the methods of man. Kadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esaketz, hundreds of years in advance, everything was already prepared. It's a different it's a recognition of the Borei Olam's Shomer Avtacha is qualitatively differentiated. So that's the concept of the Baruch Hashem after Chasal Yisrael. It's a different realm of existence, and that's what we're makir. That's what we're makir, and when we're makir that, this is what moves us. See, this is what moves us towards the Borei Olam. See, that's the real key of the Leil Shimura. Okay.